Half the fun of discussing Shakespeare comes from watching the ways people take the original and change it. But how do you get to the original in the first place? By waiting for your high school English teacher to force march you through Julius Caesar once again? But what if you could have found Shakespeare on your own? Or been attracted to these stories the way you were to other adventures? The language can be daunting, yes, but what if, well, what if you could both be true to the language and mess with it a little? The folks at Classical Comics have done that and more, publishing graphic novel versions of Macbeth and Henry V that are visually compelling. And what's more, as Karen Winborn of Classical Comics told me, they decided it made sense to provide three versions for a new generation of readers.
Children, the PlayStation generation, were demanding bright modern graphics, vivid colours, and constant action. Very, very short attention spans. And even things that I considered relatively modern in terms of graphics, my son would say, oh, Mum, that's just so ancient. So it had to be full colour, and it had to be really lively. So bringing superheroes into classics, which is how certainly the first two books, Henry and Macbeth, were born.
I somewhere saw that your colleague, Clive Bryant, was quoted as saying, we want to make Shakespeare as energetic and colourful as Spider-Man. That's not something most English literature scholars are likely to say, is it?
There are a lot of comments about, you know, Will Shakespeare and the hallowed bard. And he was a man who was writing for the people. He was writing to make money. He wanted to entertain. He'd probably think it quite amusing to see the way we've put him on a pedestal and, you know, judge him as something so completely different. If he was alive today, I am convinced he would have had his plays made into animated films and graphic novels way before we thought of the idea.
Now, in fact, for these, you hired artists who have worked on the Spider-Man comics, didn't you?
Yeah, John Howard was the Spider-Man artist he'd drawn for Panini. Yes, he had.
So it gives you some sense of, for those who haven't seen them yet, what the artwork is like.
Oh, yeah, the witches are very Green Goblin-esque.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at the front of the quick text version of the Macbeth that you released, and they are vivid, to say the least. In fact, referring to the quick text makes me want to ask you about the way you decided to do this, because you've put out three versions of each of the plays. I have to tell you, I sort of thought of Kentucky Fried. You have the original and the extra crispy here.
We have the original text, which is the full and unabridged play, the plain text, which is unabridged, but it's in modern English, and then the quick text, which is both abridged and in modern English. But the artwork isn't changed throughout the different books, so the full story is always there in pictures.
Now, in the original text, you did literally use the full text of the original play?
Oh, yes. Nothing taken out at all. That's Will. It's an amalgam of Will, because there are a number of different versions, as you know, folio, quarto, and, you know, which version do you choose? And every purist has their choice, and ours is a bit of an amalgam. But then, as Will didn't leave us any, you know, this is the final version scripts, but it is a full version of the play, absolutely. Yeah.
So what's different in the plain text version? This is, as you said, still a full version, but you're taking some liberties with Shakespeare's language.
Yes, we put it into modern English. So the really famous speeches, once more into the breach in the case of Henry, happy band of brothers, a dagger which I see before me, knife, where did that come from, are all in the plain text too. So reading that, they still get Shakespeare's language on the remembered pieces, but the rest of it is in modern English. Because one of the main problems children and adults were having was accessibility. They'd pick the book up and say, oh, looks okay, oh, no, that's difficult, I'm having to translate.
Yeah.
So we translated it for them.
There is, as you say, in the classic speeches, very little change, but there are others. And it seems, I'm sure, to scholars as though the beauty is missing. I was looking at Macbeth specifically, which is a beautiful presentation of the play. And in the very beginning, the witches are chanting and it's identical. But then the report from the field comes in, and in the original it says, I think, doubtful it stood as two spent swimmers that do cling together and choke their art. And that becomes, by the time you get to the next one, it was poised on a knife edge. Both armies were exhausted and deadlocked. Yes, it's more straightforward, but who made these decisions?
We have a professional author and scriptwriter and scholar who produced the original text, still had to be scripted into comic book format. So the frames had to be broken down and art direction given. And it's as direct a translation as we can get. Given that Shakespeare invented so many words and phrases that therefore don't have an awful lot of options in a thesaurus, it is the straightest translation we can get.
Yeah.
Because the language is undoubtedly beautiful. If you don't understand the story, the language means very little to you. And we wanted people to be able to understand the story first. And when children will then say, wow, I read this, it's fantastic. And I say, that's Shakespeare. And they go, yeah, whatever. Have you seen this fantastic story? And then they can go on to learn to love the language. Yeah. But if they're turned off at the first stage, like people say, oh, yes, we had to do Shakespeare at school. Oh, God, I still remember that. We want them to come away saying, hey, did you know what happened in Henry V? And, and because we produced the three versions, I think we've made it accessible to absolutely everybody. So the purists have got their book they can go straight to, and 10-year-olds can start with a quick text.
In fact, in this same scene where it starts with the two spent swimmers in Shakespeare's original, by the time you get to the quick text, it just says the battle was in the balance. A first-time reader, I suppose, that's what they want, and they want to go on to see what happens next.
Yes, they do. But the artwork does show the full story. So you will see an exhausted captain telling the story, and you'll know who he is because the characters are listed in the front of the book. So they can see as well as read. Yeah. People learn in very, very different ways too. And for a lot of them, the visual aspect is as great as the literature.
Yeah.
And for some people, Shakespeare in its original format is never going to be accessible. We've got to face that. You know, some people will never get there. But at least they've got access to the stories now. But there are a lot of debates in England over teaching of Shakespeare anyway. So that's an ongoing one for us.
When young people, I mean, you've had these out for a while now in other parts of the world, they're just coming to America. When young people come to the quick text, the most stripped down version of Macbeth, is it your experience that they progress then and are likely to pick up the plain or the original text?
That's a really interesting point, because the children who've voluntarily taken away quick text, when the next books have arrived, have said, can I have the plain text version this time? I think I'll try that. They're only a few months older, so it's not an age difference thing. And they're already asking for the harder version, if you like, which is brilliant. Oh, no, I'll have the one with the more words in this time. I think I can do that.
Yeah.
I think that's still a year or two away from, yes, I'll go for the original text. But then they'll know what Macbeth is all about. That's got to give them a head start.
Yeah.
And they'll also view it with, they'll be saying to their friends, hey, I read that, it was like a comic, it was a fantastic story, come on.
There are classical comics versions of Macbeth and Henry V currently available in the US. I talked with Karen Winborne.